want to sing up here by myself, so I really appreciate having them. If you would turn over to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. While we're turning there, that song that we just sang, Only Jesus, it's so true. In today's society, they're pushing everything towards us to where it's supposed to be about me. It's supposed to be about I. It's supposed to be about self. And they push to us to where, well, you need to have this amount of money in your bank account to be successful. Or you need to have this car in your driveway to be successful. Or you need to have a house this big. Or you need to have whatever. There's so many different things that are being thrown our way. And as Christians, Satan's getting some of us with these things. He's saying, well, you know what? You need more money in your bank account, so you need to work on Sunday. Or you need to do this. And it takes away from our relationship with Christ. It takes away from the things that we're really supposed to be focusing on. Whenever, at the end of life, the only thing that's going to matter is Jesus. Once we get to heaven, God's not going to say, Adam, can you open up your bank account so I can look and see what you have? He's not going to do that, okay? He's not going to say, Adam, what kind of car did you drive on earth? He's not going to care about those types of things. The things that he's going to care about is, what was I able to do for him? How did I love the people around me? How did I serve him here on earth? Was I a good dad? Was I good to my family? He's going to want to know about those things. He's not going to care about my earthly possessions. So we need to keep that song in mind that, in fact, life is only about Jesus. And it's so easy to become sidetracked. It's so easy to become focused on what the world has to offer us, because the world can offer us a lot of nice things. But ultimately, those things are just distracting us from what our ultimate goal should be. That's not the lesson. But Hebrews chapter 12, and we'll start in verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. What I want to talk to you about is how to have perseverance in the Christian life. Whenever I read this passage of scripture, it is describing our life basically here on earth as a race, and it's also talking about how Christ came down on earth to fulfill what his job was. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is if you're going to have perseverance in the Christian life, the first thing is you're going to have a purpose. Let's read verses 2 and verse 3 again. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So Jesus came down on earth to be born as a human because he had a purpose. He knew that his purpose was to spend 33 years here on this earth, reaching people, healing people, ministering unto people, and then to ultimately give himself as a sacrifice for you and I and for the entire world. So Jesus knew what his purpose was. We see that there in verses 2 and in verse 3. And in the Christian life, if we're going to have any perseverance, first of all, we're going to have to know what our purpose is. Our purpose should be, number one, in our Christian life, to be serving God and to be bringing him honor and glory. He created us to have a relationship with us. He created us to bring him honor and to bring him glory. And as Christians, that should be our goal, is to bring him all the glory that we can. Our goal should be to minister to as many people as we can. Our goal should be to love and to reach all of those around us. And it's easy in our lives to sometimes forget what our purpose is, kind of what I talked about earlier. It's easy to become sidetracked. It's easy to get off path. It's easy to start to focus on different things and to lose focus of what our purpose is supposed to be. Whenever I was thinking about this message, I was thinking about perseverance, of course, and I like sports, okay? I love sports. So the first thing that came to my mind was sports references. Anytime that an athlete is going to participate in something, whether it's the NFL, NBA, baseball, whatever, they have a purpose, and that purpose is they want to win the championship. I believe that even the worst teams in the league still have that purpose. They want to win that championship because they're there for a reason. They don't show up there just to get their paycheck. Some of them might. But the majority of them show up there because they want to win a championship. They want to reach that final goal. They want to win. They want to succeed. And that's their purpose. They go into the gym at early times. They leave late. They work out hard. They train all year long. they put in hours and hours and hours of sacrifice, starting at young ages, because they have one goal in mind, to get pro, and then they want to win a championship. An NFL team, they don't just go to practice and say, oh yeah, guys, let's just hang out and do whatever. No, they go to practice because they have a purpose in mind. They go to practice because they want to win the Super Bowl at the end of the year. That is what their purpose is. And in our lives, our purpose should be serving Christ. Our purpose should be trying to honor him with everything that we do. And it's easy to become sidetracked and to look at all the other things in life, and it can take a piece of our purpose. It can pull some of our purpose away from what we're supposed to be doing. And we have to refocus ourselves and say, what is my purpose supposed to be? Our purpose here on earth is to serve Christ. Our purpose here is to bring him honor and to bring him glory. That doesn't mean we have to neglect our families. That doesn't mean that we do those types of things, but we include them in that. We serve our families while serving Christ. And it's all about having balance. It's all about serving him here on earth. So the second thing that we're gonna look at here is, the second part is, you have to have a plan. Thinking about the lesson, whenever a team is preparing for their opponent, they make a plan, right? They have a game book, they do scouting reports, all these different things. They have a plan for how they're going to beat the team. They have a plan for how they're going to try to accomplish what their goal is. And thinking about the plan, they make up a playbook, okay? And God has given us a playbook right here. 66 books, and it tells us how to do everything. It shows us everything that we need to know in our lives. It shows us what we're supposed to do in different situations. Yet, a lot of times, we don't refer to the playbook. If there was, we'll just take football, okay? If there was a football team, and they had planned all week long, and they had worked on everything, and they had their purpose and stuff in mind, but they didn't reference the playbook at all during the game, probably wouldn't be good, right? They'd probably get destroyed whenever it came time for them to play. And God has given us this playbook to make our plan by. He's allowed us to have his holy word to be able to plan the things that we need to do in our life, to be able to look at it and say, how am I going to strategize against the devil? How am I going to make sure that I can set myself up for Christian success? How am I going to make sure that I can live the best life that I can possibly live? But we look to so many other things rather than God's word. We look to different self-help books or things like that, which there's nothing wrong with reading those things, but the Bible should always play a part in our lives. The Bible should always play a part in any decision that we make. If someone tells us, if someone gives us advice on a decision and it doesn't line up with God's word, we should be taking God's word. If someone tells us, oh yeah, you should probably do this or go here or do whatever, we need to make sure that it lines up with whatever God has. And if we search hard enough, the Bible pretty much covers every topic that we're gonna come across. But the thing is that we might open it up and say, I didn't see anything, because we kind of know the decision that we already want to make. But God has given us this playbook so that way we can make a plan. And if we have a plan, we're probably going to have better success at accomplishing our goals. We're probably going to have better success at trying to do what we need to do. I'm not a person to follow the directions like with a box of stuff, okay? Me and Evan were putting together the ping pong table the other day. We didn't have directions. It took us a minute. But I don't follow the directions whenever they come in the box. My life would be 10 times easier if I just followed the directions. Whenever Kennedy gets a toy, well, I don't need that. Why do I need directions? Like, come on, I'm smart. And I start working on it, and Kennedy's like, Daddy, I want to play with that. I'm just, hold on, I'm working on it. I'm trying to build whatever she wants. I'm trying to put it all together without the directions. And it's taking me maybe 10 or 15, 20, 30 minutes, an hour longer than what it was supposed to be. But if I had just pulled out the directions and said, oh, okay, this goes here, this goes there, okay, she could have been playing with her toy in 5 minutes. But I was trying to follow what I wanted to do. And it's the same way in our lives. God wants us to have a plan. If we're going to persevere in our Christian lives, we're going to have to make a plan to be able to push through. We're going to have to make a plan for what we're going to try to follow. And if we go by God's word, it's going to be a whole lot smoother than if we try to wing it. It's going to be a whole lot better than if we try to just do it on our own. So the first thing is we have to have a purpose. Secondly, we have to have a plan. And then the third one is, if we're going to have perseverance, we're going to have persistence. Let's go over to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40. This is a very well-known verse. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, once you get over there. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So the last thing we're going to talk about is persistence, okay? The Bible relates the Christian life to a race, okay? Running a race requires lots of persistence. It requires a lot of mindfulness. And in our lives, if we're going to maintain the Christian walk, if we're going to keep doing what we need to do, we're going to have to stay persistent with it. Because it's so easy sometimes for things to pop up in our life and to knock us over. It's so easy for things to come into our life and to kind of create a roadblock and we have to go around it. And so many Christians kind of fall to the wayside. They're walking down the path and then something pops up and they kind of veer off a little bit, but then they keep going and they keep going the wrong direction. Or they're walking this way and something comes up and they might make it past, but then a few miles down the road something else pops up and they fall off to the wayside. We have to stay persistent with our Christianity. Christianity isn't just something that we do on Sundays or Wednesdays or whenever other Christians are around us. It should be something that we practice day in and day out. There's no year time frame on it. There's no cap on an age for Christianity. We do it till we die, honestly. And we should be taking that into account with our persistence. It's so easy for things to pop up to distract us. It's so easy for us to be shaken sometimes and for us to say, you know what, it's easier just to give up. It's easier just to move on. It's easier just to give up Christianity. When in fact, it might be easy in that moment, but it's not going to pay off. It's not going to pay off in the long run. So we have to stay persistent to what God has for us. We have to stay persistent to the Christian life. If we're ever going to have perseverance in our Christian life, we're going to have to stay persistent to what he has done for us. And we need to stay persistent to the right walk of life. There we go. I remember whenever I had my knee surgery, okay? This was like 3 or 4 years ago. I had my ACL reconstructed and my meniscus sewn back together. And I did not want to do the rehab. They started you on rehab, I think, like 2 or 3 days after your surgery. So my leg is like completely dead because they cut your leg open and they take out a piece of your hamstring and then they make you into ACL. So my whole entire right leg is just dead, right? And I had to go to rehab and I had to work this thing out. This guy's telling me, hey, you need to stretch it. You need to lift weights. You need to do this. You need to do that. I'm looking at him like, I just had surgery like last week. I don't want to do that. And this wasn't just like a week-long process. I think I was in rehab for like 6 or 7 months. It was a long, grueling process. I hated every second of it. But he said, you know what? You don't have to do rehab, but your leg's going to be stuck straight for the rest of your life. You won't be able to bend it past that. Is that what you want? No. So I had to comply with what he wanted. I had to be persistent in my rehab. Now I can play and do whatever, but it required some persistence. It required me to be able to kind of stick to it in that moment. It wasn't fun. It wasn't the most enjoyable thing. I didn't get excited every morning whenever I had to go over to rehab, but it was something that I knew that was going to be required if I ever wanted to reach the goals that I wanted to reach. If I ever wanted to get back to where I was prior to that, I knew that I had to work a certain amount. I knew that I had to work hard to get back to that point. And the Christian life is the exact same way, okay? We have to be persistent with what God wants from us. We have to be persistent with walking that Christian life. We need to be persistent with how we do things. So the first point is that we have to have a purpose, we have to have a plan, and then we have to have persistence if we want to be able to persevere through the Christian life. And we'll read that verse one more time in verse 31 of chapter 40 in Isaiah. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So if we keep at it, God's going to take care of us. If we keep pushing forward, the Bible says we're going to rise up with wings as eagles, okay? He's going to make sure that we make it through this battle. He's going to make sure that we can persevere. He's going to make sure that we can make it. But we have to put forth the effort to say, you know what, Lord, even whenever times get tough, I'm going to go through that barrier. Even whenever something falls down on my way, I'm going to go around it. Even whenever things come up in my life that I don't appreciate, I'm going to keep trying to push forward. So let's take these points, let's think about them, and let's make sure that we try to persevere through the Christian life. So let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for each